Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price. You want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Price match applies to same item. Current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Jim McTague, former Washington editor of Barron's, to comment on the news swimming all around us about the bank crisis in California. The Silicon Valley Bank, taken over by regulators, federal and California regulators, on Friday before close of business. Now, crypto-friendly Signature Bank, shut down by regulators. This is Sunday night. After collapses of Silicon Valley Bank, Silvergate, crypto-friendly Signature Bank was one of the banks that was sold off very sharply on Friday on the market. Another one was First Republic Bank. Jim, I come to you because much in the news is the Secretary of the Treasury, former Chairman of the Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen, saying there will not be a bailout of these boutique banks and this very exotic financial system that supports Silicon Valley, we're told. Silicon Valley and Napa Valley, we're also told. Is this a bailout when the federal regulators take over the bank and immediately assure people, as we have with the Signature Bank, that everyone will be made whole? Is that a bailout or is that something else, Jim? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. It's a bailout by another name. And Janet Yellen was on CBS this morning on television, and she said there were absolutely no federal bailout, no taxpayer money involved. And by evening time, there's a federal bailout. And we don't know the exact mechanism. I think it's the Federal Reserve is going to make loans to troubled banks and take treasuries as collateral. But that is taxpayer money involved because the Fed generally sends its excess earnings to the Treasury, and they'll have less excess earnings to send the Treasury this year because of this bailout. So the regulators are in full panic mode. They have a plan this evening that is 180 degrees different than the one they had in the morning, and are struggling to describe it in terms that disguise the fact that it is, in fact, a federal bailout.
I read from the CNBC site with this news about Signature Bank closing. All depositors of this institution will be made whole. As with the resolution of Silicon Valley Bank, no losses will be borne by the taxpayer, said the regulators. Jim, that's a bailout. I mean, not only a bailout of Signature Bank, a bailout of Silicon Valley Bank. So what is this fear of bailouts? Didn't it do badly in 2008 and didn't we survive? So why do they fear it?
Yeah, they fear a systemic panic. There are other banks, regional banks, that have very nervous depositors now because these banks had their fingers in the crypto business. So anything associated with crypto is radioactive right now. And depositors, businessmen who have payrolls and operating accounts with these banks over the official insured amount, were getting ready on Monday to pull it out of these banks, and that would have caused the banks to collapse. So essentially, the regulators are not just bailing out Signature Bank, they're bailing out the entire U.S. banking system. And they hope by taking this strong action with a few banks will prevent them from having to really expend trillions of dollars to save the whole financial system.
Which was 2008. Now, Silicon Valley Bank was told us not a crypto story. It's a story about venture capital. It's a story about very well people in Silicon Valley keeping their money far in excess of $250,000 FDIC insured in Silicon Valley Bank. We're told that it's been an investor bank for many decades. starting back in Boston in the early days of high tech in the Boston area. We're told that it was a boutique bank. I mean, it concentrated on making loans or providing credit to startups, and that many startups will not open their doors. That doesn't sound to me like a systemic risk. That sounds to me like people not being able to get access to their funds so they can't pay their employees in a startup that was living on credit. But somehow that's now changing into we have to save crypto banks or we have to keep crypto banks from falling. And I guess it'll eventually say if you've got a credit line with any startup in America, you're suspect. Is that where this is going, Jim?
Yeah, it's going because the public is panicking. And there's no logic to panic. I mean, what you say makes sense. But you can't be logical with a stampede. So, you know, imagine you're at a rock concert and somebody thinks they hear a gun and they yell gunfire. Everybody tramples one another trying to get out the door. And you can argue with them that that was misspoken, but they're not going to listen. That's where we're at now. The Fed can't stand in front of a stampede without getting trampled. They really have to stage a bailout that restores confidence to an insanely fearful public.
And one more detail. What we're witnessing here is the madness of crowds. But the madness of crowds in 2008 didn't stop for years. Is that a situation we're looking at here? Years.
It's hard to say. I think it will continue as the Fed increases interest rates. I don't want to sound like an old broken record, because I guess I am an old broken record. But in the 80s, during the savings and loan crisis, when interest rates were coming down from a high of 18, there were 18% mortgages. And when they got to 16%, savings and loans were still failing. I mean, this process of a public that is nerve-wracked because of the economy will continue until the Fed gets inflation back to 2%.
All right, Fed put, that's what it's called. We were hearing talk from governors that the March meeting was going to be half a point because of the sticky inflation. Now we're hearing talk that it'll only be a quarter point. Is that a Fed cut?
Well, it's not an adequate Fed cut because the rate of inflation is progressing at, 6-7%?
Oh, I know it should be half a point, but by reducing it to a quarter point, they've effectively come up with a way of telling Wall Street, we hear you, we understand your anxiety.
Yes. Yeah, it's a bribe to Wall Street. We're going to give you reason to buy stocks.
Now, my memory is when Hank Paulson bribed Wall Street, remember when he stuffed the checks in their pockets when he called them down to the Treasury?
Yes.
This really happened. It was in October of 2008. It's hard to believe now. They went out and lost it anyway, Jim. It didn't help anybody.
Yeah, it's other people's money. Who's careful with other people's money? So, I mean, that's where we are. And I'm not certain this will work. I'm not holding my breath. I think it's a Band-Aid solution. And panic could ensue again in a couple of weeks when some other financial institution finds itself unable to function because of increased costs due to rising interest rates.
I've been told to watch the European banks, Deutsche Bank, HSBC. Because if they start selling, Europe's ahead of us in trading on Monday, that means that our big banks are going to start to sell. Is that a good tip? Watch the Europeans?
I think so. To be honest with you, I don't know. I find this whole situation's impact on the markets to be highly confusing. I'm just assuming that it can't be anything but negative.
Will the market open? Of course it will. A delayed opening, would that satisfy our sense of opera?
A delayed opening. I think what you'll see probably is these so-called circuit breakers in certain stocks, probably bank stocks, kick in and stop trading until these markets recover. So I'm going to be looking intently at circuit breaker activity on Monday.
Jim McTague, former Washington editor of Barron's. We will speak again in less than 24 hours to see how the market did on Monday, the 13th of March, 2023, in a crisis. Or as Larry Summers said amusingly on Bloomberg, this is not a time for moral hazard lectures. I'm John Batchelor.